Hi, Michaela Lafrac here. The podcast you are about to listen to has been edited for clarity and brevity. This is Vermont Edition. I'm Michaela Lafrac. Today on the show, we'll be joined by one of our favorite recurring guests, gardening expert Charlie Nardozzi. He'll share tips on getting your garden through the heat and the rain that we've been experiencing in our region. Now, if you have gardening questions, you can start emailing those in now to vermontedition@vermontpublic.org. And as expected, some of you already have. But first, we are going to take some time to dive into Vermont's buyout program. The Federal Emergency Management Agency supplies states with funding to run buyout programs for homes and other properties hit hard by storms and floods. The state of Vermont is trying to make it easier for municipalities to participate in this program for property buyouts, and an important deadline is coming up, 1 month from today on August 16th. Joining me from Montpelier to tell us about it is Stephanie Smith. She's the State Hazard Mitigation Officer for Vermont Emergency Management, where she manages the state's buyout program for property owners who are on land that is prone to flooding or erosion. Stephanie, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Stephanie, I'm glad we get to talk because listeners might not know that we have been trying to have this conversation for almost a week now. You were scheduled to come on the show last week during our flood anniversary coverage. Of course, more flooding hit last week, and we changed some of our shows to address what was going on actively. But really, this conversation is more relevant now than ever, unfortunately. Tell us the broad strokes of the home buyout program in Vermont. How does it work?
Yes. So we have a couple of different programs that can fund buyouts in the state. But the base of the buyout program is that we are able to offer property owners who were flooded a day before the storm current market appraisal to purchase their structure if it has been impacted by a flood. We can also purchase properties that have not been flooded but have significant flood risk, whether that's they're in FEMA's special flood hazard area or if they're in the Vermont mapped by the Agency of Natural Resources river corridor layer, or if in some way we can show that they have risk, they could potentially be eligible for the buyout program. The vast majority of people we're talking to right now are people who were impacted last July or more recently within this flooding event last week.
Okay, so if there's a person in Vermont whose home was, say, affected by flooding last July and says, no, I don't want to rebuild, or the risks are too high, or I might get hit by another flood again, help me out, that's where you come in. Talk to us about how the funding for this program works. It's not just like a specific Vermont state program. The federal government plays a major role, right?
They do, yes. The majority of our funding comes from FEMA and is managed by the state through Vermont Emergency Management. We do also have a state program that I can speak to as well, but the majority of it comes through what's called the Hazard Mitigation Grant Program, and that's funding that follows disasters in the state. So whenever we have a federally declared disaster, based on the scale of that event, we get a certain amount of money to do proactive risk reduction work across the state. So it isn't just buyouts. By the numbers, that's the majority of what we've funded. But we can also fund a lot of other things that reduce future risk through that pot, like upsizing infrastructure like bridges and culverts, doing home elevations or floodproofing of municipal buildings or businesses, or large floodplain restoration projects. So the funding that we were talking about before last week is the funding following the July flood of 2023, which we're anticipating on the FEMA side is going to be about $90 million federal. And then the state is going to be paying the 25% match. So all of those projects will be 100% funded with FEMA and then a state match.
Mm. And give us a sense so far of the numbers. How many homes have been bought out due to the July flooding so far?
Yes. So unfortunately, the process takes time. So on the FEMA side, none of the properties have been purchased yet. We have 57 properties that are in FEMA review We're not holding these applications. We're supporting the property owners. We're supporting the towns in getting the applications put together. And they're going to FEMA as soon as those are ready. So that's 57 properties in FEMA review right now. We started submitting those back in November of last year. And we have one property that was just awarded by FEMA last week. On our state program, so we do also have funding through what's called the Flood Resilient Communities Fund. There was a little bit of funding left when the flood hit last July. So we obligated the last couple of $1 million under that flexible state program to buyouts that were not FEMA eligible last fall. And in that program, we have 4 buyout properties in Hardwick where those projects are complete. The structures have been demolished. Those properties are completed. And then 12 additional buyouts across the state that are in process under that more flexible state program. Mm.
What takes so long?
Yeah, it's a good question. It starts with, there are a lot of steps. The property owner needs to be on board. The town needs to be on board. If they're not, we might have additional conversations that need to happen to see if there's any way to make it work. Give better education about the program so the towns understand what's going on. It's a hard decision to make, so that can take time. And then there's a series of forms and paperwork that we need to put together. So my team has been supporting the development of those applications, building the applications, and then sending them off to FEMA for review. So it's a state-managed program. The state gets to determine what goes to FEMA for review and approval, but then FEMA has to review every single project, and none of the work can begin until we actually have an award from FEMA.
So just to review those numbers there, 57 potential buyout applications have been submitted and one has been approved by FEMA. Is that right? Last July?
Yes, that's correct.
Right. Why might someone be denied?
So there's some eligibility criteria. So FEMA, one of the biggest reasons that projects end up not being eligible for FEMA funding is that the flood risk we see in Vermont is different than the flood risk that FEMA sees nationally. So they're really very focused on inundation flooding, which is water that comes up and spills out onto a floodplain. We certainly saw that in certain places, like in downtown Barrie during this most recent flood. But one of the biggest risks we have in Vermont is actually erosion-based flooding, which is rivers that are dynamic, that are moving within their meander belts, the space that they want to be within over time. And that creates a much different type of flooding that it's a lot harder to show FEMA that those projects are cost-effective if they're outside of that inundation area, which is FEMA's special flood hazard area. Mm. So that's one of the reasons why we created the Flood Resilient Communities Fund in the first place, is to allow us to do those other buyouts.
Stephanie, can Vermonters be eligible for a buyout if they haven't been hit hard by flooding or by erosion, but are worried about it, have seen neighbors with houses that have been affected and want to get out before something bad happens?
Yes, that's a great question. Thank you. The intent of the program across our state funding, across FEMA funding, is to do the proactive things to reduce future risk, but to reduce risk before things go wrong. So you're not required to have past damage in order to be eligible. The intent is, let's remove vulnerability before bad things happen.
Mm. And what about the eligibility of, say, a mobile home owner who owns the house that they live in, but not the land that it sits on top of?
Yes, those are some of the most complicated projects that we see, because the ownership dynamics are different across a lot of different areas. So we can buy you out from what you own. So if we were purchasing an entire mobile home park, for example, we could give that person the value of their structure. Unfortunately, that might not be enough money, depending on the age of that structure, in order for them to be able to live somewhere else. So we have a pilot project that we're doing under our flexible funding that's specifically intended to try and address that gap, down at a park in Brattleboro, where we're still working through the process, and it's taking some time because we've never done this before. But we're working through a process of purchasing new structures to put in the same park, but in safer locations, to move people out of the riskiest areas, but keep them within their communities. So the state program, again, gives us that ability to be creative and flexible and try to figure out how to make people whole. If we do a buyout on the FEMA side, it would just be the value of that structure itself.
Okay. So lots of different limitations based on which program you're going through, where the funding's coming from. Now, you mentioned that Hardwick, there's four homes there that were bought out through the state program. And then there's 57 others that have applications into FEMA right now. Are those 57 concentrated in any specific communities?
It really is across the state. I think there's certain areas where we're seeing more of them because they were hardest hit. You don't have to have prior damage, but that's absolutely the group of people that are most interested in moving these forward. So we are seeing them from some of the hardest hit communities, a little more concentrated, but it really is across the state.
And once a property is, the application is approved, FEMA is on board, the property owners are on board as well. This house doesn't go up for sale. No one's going to live into it. It needs to be demolished. And the municipality, as I understand it, gets to decide what happens to that land. But I can imagine that that involves a lot of work for maybe a small local town government. I mean, they have to deal with pre-purchase inspections, demolition of a house, a site work that has to happen afterwards. Can the state provide any support for that? Or once the buyout application goes through, is that when municipalities really need to take over?
No. So we're doing something entirely new following the July flood last year. So we're building this as we go forward. We haven't done this before, but all of the buyouts, as long as the community opts in, which all of them have so far, are being submitted with Vermont Emergency Management as the sub-applicant for funding. So we're functionally applying to ourselves, to FEMA, to do the buyouts on behalf of our towns. And what that means is they don't have to manage the funding. They don't have to hire contractors. They don't have to wait to get reimbursed for expenses. We're going to manage. We're going to hire appraisers. We're going to hire demolition experts. And we're going to manage those things for the town. So incredibly excited to be kicking that off for the first time in this funding round with FEMA. My hope is, I know it's taking a while to get these projects through FEMA review and to approval, but my hope is with this new system, once we get the awards, we'll be able to move them a lot faster and prevent that significant administrative burden on the community.
Hmm. And remind us again, Stephanie, what this August 16th deadline is that's coming up 1 month from today.
Yeah, so I will say we're very likely to extend that given the flooding that just happened, because a lot of our communities got hit again and are quite overwhelmed. So I think we'll probably be extending that, but we'll also have another funding round very likely following the most recent flooding. So the August 16th date is the deadline for a pre-application. And it's a very basic form that we have on our website just to say, here's the project or here's the address that we want to do a buyout at. And give us some very basic information so that we can then start prioritizing our technical support. We have a big consulting team that we brought on that's helping us develop projects. So getting on that form shouldn't be a huge lift, but it allows us to then have the list of all potential projects and then provide technical support to get those applications developed under this funding round over the next several months.
And lastly, Stephanie, I can imagine that it is really frustrating for folks who are interested in a buyout, who have to wait through what can be a very long, months-long process to get an okay from FEMA to have it move forward. And I can imagine it's frustrating for you as well. I'm wondering if you have any words of perhaps advice is the best word here for folks who are either just starting this process or who are kind of stuck in the middle of the quagmire right now and hoping to see the other side.
Absolutely. It's tricky. I mean, we're hearing from a lot of property owners. We have been since last July, but since the flooding this week, getting a lot more questions and pressure to move things. And so we are doing everything we can to continue pushing those timelines. FEMA is going to add additional support to start reviewing our projects. I just learned that today. So we are going to have additional support that will hopefully start getting things moving faster. So I have a small team, but I have a very mighty team, and we're doing everything we can to keep these things moving, and definitely encourage people to reach out to us We have a lot of people connecting with us to just to check in and see where things are so that they can know it's we're continuing to push.
FEMA is adding specifically more people to look at Vermont's applications?
Yes, I've just found that out right before this call, but we've been pushing them to get a little more capacity to review our applications faster, and they have responded to that. They are going to be adding additional capacity to review specifically Vermont applications.
Well, that's good to hear. Stephanie Smith, the State Hazard Mitigation Officer with Vermont Emergency Management. Thank you so much for talking to us. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.